Hi, I'm Sian Herbert, a researcher at ODI. I'm here at the European Development Days conference in Brussels with the European Think Tanks group. Sitting with me is Ola Bello, who's a researcher at the Spanish think tank FRIDE. Ola, could you tell me if you think the EU has a role in tackling inequality in developing countries and what it could do?
I think it's fairly clear that the European Union has an important play to play in this respect, in terms of the overarching objective of European development policy. It's still very much about global poverty reduction, but the question now is, given the internal challenges that the European Union faces, whether it's still well placed to carry forward these challenges. And I think there are four key elements here. The fourth relates to the rising level of poverty we've seen within the European Union itself. The second relates to the waning solidarity, in view of the budget cut we've seen in many European states. I think the third challenge relates to whether Europe can now take the opportunity that the crisis presents to renew its development policy. And I think the fourth element would be on the question of whether taxpayers can still be mobilized in such a way that development cooperation activities can be re-legitimized. I think there is a lot of question around this. Regarding the first, I think, with the budget cuts we've seen in Europe, I think there is an increasing tendency for some of the things we've taken for granted in the past in terms of the European Union's responsibility to display solidarity with poorer regions of the world, with the budget cut, with the increasing geoeconomic aid to the foreign policy action of so many European states, the fact that taxpayers at home are questioning the very rationale of why so much should be spent on promoting development cooperation activities around the world, when several aspects of government function and social protection at home are increasingly exposed to the budget pressure. I think the second element, which relates to the fact that the European Union has not been able to articulate a very clear vision of how it intends to take the opportunity that this crisis presents to really renew European development policy. I think it's something that needs to be urgently addressed. And ultimately, I think we need to find a sort of new language to justify development spending with taxpayers all across Europe.